KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball at the Corn Palace tonight at 7 o'clock as they host Doan in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. The Tigers are the number 2 seed, and they've pretty easily beat Doan twice this season. One was at the Corn Palace on January 7th, 72-45, and then they won at Doan on February 8th, 69-47. The Dakota Wesleyan men will be on the road tonight to taking on the number 2 seed Northwestern at 7 p.m., quarterfinals of the men's GPAC tournament. These teams just played on Saturday. Tigers lost at Northwestern 97-65. Dakota Wesleyan's Avery Broughton named yesterday the GPAC Women's Basketball Defensive Player of the Week for the fifth time this season. Broughton had 11 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks against Dort last week. And then she set a career high with 30 points and 14 rebounds on Saturday in a win versus Northwestern. For the season, Broughton leads the GPAC with 62 blocks. She's also second in rebounding at 8.5 per game. The NAIA has announced its winner 2026 Scholar Athletes as 31 Dakota Wesleyan student athletes earned the honor, which requires at least a 3.5 cumulative GPA and one full year at the school. Tiger women's basketball led the way with 14 selections, followed by men's basketball with 11 and men's wrestling with 6. In total, more than 3,100 NAIA student athletes nationwide received the Scholar Athlete recognition for the winter sports season. We do have coverage tonight on KORN News Radio of South Dakota State women's basketball. It's a big one at North Dakota State. Pregame show at 6:30, tip-off from Fargo at 7 p.m. The Jackrabbit women enter the week with a 22-6 overall record. They are 12-2 in the Summit League. SDSU has won 5 in a row, and they're currently in second place in the conference. Meanwhile, North Dakota State's having one of the best seasons they've ever had. They're 25-2, and they are a perfect 14-0 in the Summit League, including a 76-68 win in Brookings on January 17th. That ended SDSU's 67-game conference win streak. Coming up tomorrow night, the SDSU men will be on the road at Kansas City, a 7 p.m. tip-off on Thursday. The Jackrabbit men currently tied with USD for 6th place in the Summit League. They both have 6-8 conference records. Could come down to this Saturday in Vermilion. SDSU and the USD men will wrap up the regular season on Saturday. USD women's basketball, they're in Grand Forks tonight to take on North Dakota at 7. Meanwhile, the USD men, they are at home tonight taking on Omaha with a 6 p.m. tip-off. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.